It's time to get your football Friday night kicked off with the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7. The show is brought to you by
Elkins BRMC Heart Clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry, Nasari Home Mortgage, Baxter Real Estate, Integrity First Bank, Financial Services and Investment Strategies, Baskin Robbins, Driftwood Lanes, Baxter Retirement Village, The Locker Room, Matt Hirschberger at Pegler Real Estate, James Boyette State Farm, Knox Orthopedics, West Rock Orthodontics, Ozark Eye Center.
The voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, will join Coach Maddox to talk about Mountain Home Bomber football coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
At Ozark Eye Center, their focus is on you. Ozark Eye Center has been taking care of eyes in this community since 1984. From routine eye exams and new designer frames to more serious eye diseases and surgical procedures handled right next door at Mountain Home Surgery Center. Doctors William Hill, Allison Booth, and Whitney McFall are proud to call the Twin Lakes area home. Call for your appointment today, 425-2277. Learn more at OzarkEyeCenter.com. Ozark Eye Center, Highway 5 North, Mountain Home.
If you're looking for something fun to do with the family this weekend, head to Driftwood Lanes, where everyone will have a great time. Driftwood Lanes offers more than just bowling with their very popular Cosmic Bowling, bumper bowling for the kids, lots of video games in the arcade, pool tables, and a full-service snack bar. Book your next birthday party at Driftwood Lanes and let them take care of the cake, pizza, and balloons while you and the kids have fun on the lanes. Party times are available each Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass of Mountain Home, open till midnight Friday and Saturday nights.
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com, or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
Mountain Home and the Twin Lakes area are growing and changing, and people outside the region are taking notice. Property values are healthy, the real estate market is strong, and new listings are in demand. If you've been thinking about selling, now is the time, and Matt Hirschberger at Pegler Real Estate Group is ready to help. Call Matt at 405-4144 or stop by the office at 1326 Highway 62 East of Mountain Home. Matt Hirschberger and Pegler Real Estate Group are proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Call 405-4144.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. Whether you're opening your first checking account or reviewing your investment and retirement plans, you can bank on us to be here for you. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep integrity first. Go Bombers!
Integrity First Bank, member FDIC. If the need ever arises for you or your loved ones to need cardiac care, rest assured you don't have to travel to receive complete cardiac care. Baxter Regional Heart Clinic provides adult cardiac, thoracic, and vascular care right here in Mountain Home. Combining decades of experience with today's latest treatment options, cardiothoracic and vascular surgeon Dr. Lewis Elkins provides invasive and minimally invasive surgical procedures for many conditions. It's state-of-the-art heart care at Baxter Regional Heart Clinic. Call 870-508-3200.
Well, it is week six of the high school football season. The Bombers on the road tonight, of course, at Jacksonville. First, though, we look back at last week's game against Pine Bluff. And, Brian, just first off, overall, your thoughts.
Pine Bluff, obviously, in my opinion, maybe not quite what they've been in the past, but they're still Pine Bluff. Some size, some speed, got athletes out there. Foot Kid was. It seems like he's kind of coming back around from that injury last year. Yeah. I thought we played really well for three quarters. Unfortunately, the game goes for four. The box score for the first, second, and fourth quarters 28-20. But that third quarter just got away from us. Momentum got away from us. Really proud of them in the first half. You know, we had a couple of mental errors that I thought helped them out. You know, and you got to play perfect almost against a team like that. But, you know, good effort. I think we continue to inch forward and make progress each week. And I thought that showed. It's just we got to put four quarters together.
Well, they take the opening kickoff. They march down and score a touchdown. I love the way you rebounded, though, because your first possession, you come right back and,
right,
answer with a score.
Well, and in the first drive, too, I know they go down and score, but it's 12 plays. It's not 3, 4, or 5. We make them drive the length of the field. Really, we helped them out down in the red zone. We lined up in the neutral zone, gave them 5 free yards. But, you know, we're making them convert some third downs. We're making them drive. And that's, you know, we've said if they're going to score, make them go 12-plus plays. Well, that was 12. You know, so I was, you know, pleased to see that. And then, yes, we got, you know, I think they come out and intentionally or not try the onside kick. We, you know, it goes out of bounds. We get it. So good field position. And then we, you know, for us, really nice opening drive. We hit the trap. You know, we hit the buck sweep a few times, which we hadn't shown the week before. So you could tell they hadn't adjusted. Tatum Bashir's really nice play on a trap. You know, and then Gage Hershberger, a couple really nice plays. Off tackle, and Will Gross ran the ball, I thought, better. He just seems to get better as time goes on. But really nice drive. Dawson Tabor with the extra point, and it's 7-7. We're clicking. You can tell they're scrambling a little bit. And, you know, I thought that was huge for our kids momentum-wise to answer that opening score.
Right. They get another score in their second possession. Again, you come back and answer.
We did. And, you know, it's, you know, Foots from about 51 yards out. kid can run, and it was one of those little situations. We took the bait on a, you know, he fakes the, it's really not a fake, it's a read. They run power read, so they run a guy across the quarterback running wide. They leave our end unblocked, and then, you know, if the end widens, he keeps it. And, you know, we just had a missed fit, and that's all he needs, and takes it to the house. They give you, so that, you know, they don't run a lot of stuff, but what they run complements each other. You know, the plays complement each other really well,
right.
And I thought they did a good job setting that play up, and you know, we come back, you know, and again, another nice drive. And, you know, it just, again, Gage Hershberger, a couple of nice runs, Tatum Bashir's on the trap play, Will Gross, and just marching. And we get down there fourth and goal. And, of course, we're into the second quarter, which is nice. Clock's running. You know, we're able to kind of keep their possessions to a minimum. We get down fourth and goal. We throw Dawson Tabor out there at tight end. I don't want to overlook that. And he makes a really key block. And Hershberger just fights in their second effort and barely get across the goal line, but we'll take it. And it's 14-14. And here's Pine Bluff. And we're playing neck and neck with Pine Bluff. The kids are excited. There's a lot of confidence. And, you know, again, PAT, I don't ever want to overlook those. Dawson gets the PAT. And 14-14. Really pleased with the way they responded to Pine Bluff's two scores.
I want to touch on something there. You talk about Dawson, the PAT. He has got a leg.
Oh, he does,
I mean,
yes.
What's his distance?
Well, he can hit it in practice. We've seen him hit it from 50-plus, and obviously some kickoffs have gone in the end zone. His leg's gotten stronger from last year, and of course, you know, he's a heck of a baseball player. He's a heck of a tight end. He's a good defensive. I mean, the kid's a good athlete. He plays basketball, but I don't know if there's not going to be some scholarship opportunities kicking the football for him, too, down the road. But that's a nice weapon to have when you can kick it in the end zone on kickoffs for field position wise.
There's not many kickers built like him.
No.
I mean, he would be feared playing college football.
Yes, he would. So this, you know, and that's the thing. He's got some good leg, you know, the leg whip or snap, which, you know, for a guy his size, you wouldn't think. But technique-wise, he's very good. There will be an opportunity. I'd be surprised for him if he doesn't get an opportunity to kick in college, if that's what he wants to do.
Let's talk about the rest of the first half. You hold them on downs, their next possession. We give it back to them. And then, unfortunately, they get that touchdown there late in the first half.
Well, that's, you know, we finally, again, and we're making them drive. And when we force, you know, we get the stop. Unfortunately, it results in us getting the ball on our own 3. And so we really couldn't do much out of the end zone there. We did, you know, other than, you know, we were able to maybe gain about 1 yard. And Dylan Pausch, what a punt out of the end zone.
Yes.
And that was big, and you know, so they get the ball, and we actually get what should be, in my mind, a second straight stop. And, you know, you're proud of the defense, but we, you know, just knuckleheaded mistake. We hit them late out of bounds, give them the first down. With that said, we keep battling, and we get them into 3rd and 11, and making them earn every inch. And they end up converting on 3rd and 11, touchdown pass in the back of the end zone. Great throw, great catch, and, you know, that was disappointing because you're hoping that you can go in, you know, hold them out, go in the locker room either tied or even, you know, can we drive down and get a field goal before halftime? But I thought that was a turning point in the game momentum-wise because we got them off the field really twice, and we didn't make them pay for it. You know, we got the ball back there, I think, about 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes left in the half. We did enough offensively to run the clock out. We wanted points, but I think somewhere in there, big number 61, their defensive tackle, decided he'd had enough. And as the night went on, I felt like he kind of took the game over between the trenches. He did that last year to West Memphis. I remember watching him last year on film. We're getting ready for West Memphis, and I'm going, my goodness, undefeated West Memphis can't block that kid. And he'll play on Saturdays, you know, and we had a hard time blocking him a couple of times, and he made some plays in the backfield and put us behind the chains. I thought that was a big part of the game as well. As the game went on, he played better and better.
Definitely.
And, you know, I was very impressed with him.
Yep. We'll take a break. We'll have more here in just a little bit. You're listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nassari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nassari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
When you need sporting goods in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to shop, the Locker Room. The Locker Room offers the top brands in athletic equipment to help your game excel, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Rawlings, Easton, Mizuno, DeMarini, Wilson, Russell, and many more. If your team, league, business, club, or organization needs uniforms or shirts for that special event, let the Locker Room help design the perfect look. Your hometown source for sporting goods, screen printing, embroidery, trophies, and more. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Baxter Retirement Village is one of Arkansas's most desirable retirement communities. Residents enjoy studio or independent living apartments with comfort and security of a staff that cares for their residents like family. Wonderful home-style meals, plus activities, entertainment, transportation, assistance with meds, and more. Choose custom services to suit your specific needs. If Baxter Retirement Village sounds like the right place for you, call them at 424-3599. Baxter Retirement Village in Mountain Home, large enough to serve, small enough to care.
You're hardworking, dependable, and motivated. Your real estate company should be too. If you've been considering selling your property, now's the time to list it with the real estate company that will work as hard as you do from start to finish. Call Baxter Real Estate Company today and work with the brokers and agents that won't quit until the job is done, just like the Mountain Home Bombers. Call Baxter Real Estate Company at 870-424-4545.
Hi, this is Mike Stockton, Financial Advisor with FSIS Group, inviting you to join Coach Brian Maddox and the voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, for the Coach Brian Maddox Show every week. Come see the FSIS team to learn to pick the players for your portfolio, defend your assets, and develop a strong financial game plan. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Call 870-701-5160 or visit us on the web at fsisgroup.com to set an appointment. Go Bombers!
Stop smiling for photos because your teeth aren't straight? Embarrassed the food gets stuck between overlapped front teeth? It's past time to do something about it. You don't need a referral from your family dentist to speak to the only board-certified orthodontic specialist in North Central Arkansas. Dr. Kyle Wenfeld and his team at West Rock Orthodontics in Mountain Home have 3 years of additional university training after dental school to know how to fix your problem. Give West Rock Orthodontics a call at 870-425-5737 to schedule your free consultation today.
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540. Back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show. And Brian, halftime, it's a 21-14 ball game. Playing well, gave up the late score there. What was the atmosphere like in the locker room?
Well, you would have never thought that we would go in against Pine Bluff at any point in time. I mean, I don't remember, you know, every time we've ever played them, it's just been, they've pulled away almost immediately in the game. And And that's going back, I think, every time since I've been here that we've played them. I think it's four or five games that we've played them. So here you are, 21-14, and we're in the locker room going, we have not, you know, I feel like we've made some boneheaded mistakes. And so, honestly, we're getting after the kids a little bit about, you know, tighten it up and made a couple of adjustments defensively. But the confidence in the room is something we haven't experienced yet. There's a ton of confidence. The kids are sitting there, you know, saying, look, guys, we've got this. You know, finish this thing off. We felt like we were going to win the game at halftime, you know, and just really, really proud to see the growth from the standpoint. We talked earlier in the year about Friday night belief. They believe they were going to win the game. And hit on that here in a minute, too, in regards to the third quarter. They walked out there from the opening coin toss all the way through that first half, and it just, we're going to win the game. And it's fun to see against a team like Pine Bluff.
You bet. Unfortunately, that first possession did not go our way, did it?
It did not. You know, a couple of nice runs. We're right where we want to be on the chain. You know, we get the open, you know, kickoff of the second half there. Third and four, we turn and run our little power toss, and a combination of about three things happen. The guard, you know, gets out of there pretty quick, nudges Lawson as he goes to toss it, and that kind of affects the toss. It's short, it's low, and then Will can't get his hands on it. Fumble it, they recover. The seam's there. We're going to convert the first down and hopefully continue the drive, and they recover the fumble, and then they go on and score, and now you're down two scores. And, you know, you're sitting there going, my goodness, they're lucky we weren't ahead at halftime, and now we're down two scores, and we felt like we had as much to do with that as they did. And felt some air go out of the team a little bit. And again, that was the disappointing part for me, because the second half, the third quarter just goes on, and it's almost a nightmare. You know, they get the fluke onside kick.
Yes.
The kid's not even trying to hit an onside kick. He completely shanks it.
It's off the side.
Off the side of his foot. It spins funny.
Yeah, I've never seen that before. Sunday and I talked about that on the broadcast. I've never seen a kickoff off the side of the foot.
It was just goofy. It just spun. It didn't even go end over end.
Yeah.
And because of that, it took a weird bounce. And, you know, they just fell onto it. It really unlucky break, too. And you're just sitting there going, my goodness, every little thing has gone their way.
Yep.
And you got to get a little luck, too. And you got to make your own luck. That's part of it, you know, and you got to overcome that stuff. But you could just feel the energy suck out of the stadium, mm-hmm. you know. And that's something I always fight against is, you know, stay the course. Talking about our kids and the morale, of whether we're ahead or behind, stay the course no matter what. And it took me, you know, one of the coaches in the office said, do you think we kind of dropped off in the third quarter because we really believed we were going to win? And I hadn't looked at it that way. And the point was, you know, if you go in not expecting much, you know, when things go wrong, maybe the let off in effort, so to speak, morale, maybe the drop off isn't so great. But when you really believe, and you see the kind of drop we did, I mean, and I was disappointed. It bothered me the rest of the night. We pulled them together at the end of the third quarter and, you know, and just talked to them about, you guys have got to finish this game the right way. And anyway. I really do. The more I've thought about that this week, I think, you know, those kids believe they're going to win, and it sunk in that this is getting away from them, and they were just really disappointed. And, not saying that's acceptable, but I actually, as crazy as it sounds, look at it as a victory, and that we're starting to believe we can win games. And
you bet.
You know, I've said it all year. We're going to win some. I believe that, and hopefully it's tonight. Kids are getting better and better. But I was proud of them because they did respond in the fourth quarter. You know, a nice touchdown drive, Tatum from, I can't remember what it was, 15, 16 yards out on the trap. And it doesn't happen without Will Gross carrying out his fake. You know, it's one of those, it's you run the buck sweep, but the trap and the buck sweep look identical, and you can't tell who has the ball. And safety actually ran himself out of the play to go chase the sweep with Will Gross. And the offensive line, I thought, did a great job there. Aiden Ritchie. And, you know, he's got one of the toughest jobs on the team. He's dealing with 61 pretty much all night.
Right.
Trace Rick and Aaron Talbert had a down block on him. That's a tough job. And I thought we had a good night. Austin Lance played really well for the most part. And you know, Magoo, obviously these guys that have been there, done that. They seem to get better every week. And I think hopefully this week we're going to put it together for four quarters. But nice drive. I like the way they responded there in the fourth quarter. Back to my main point. And it was, you know, good to see us continuing to improve and get better. I thought Blake Pope went in there again. You know, he seems to get out there more and more. Logan Walker, you know, I feel like they're contributing both sides of the ball. I think Blake's going to, you know, continue to improve at linebacker and possibly get out there some. Anyway, long story short, proud of the effort there in the fourth quarter.
You bet. You bet. All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk about tonight's opponent, Jacksonville. We continue in just a moment with the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI, an outpatient surgery site, and in-house therapy providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery.
At Ozark Eye Center, their focus is on you. Ozark Eye Center has been taking care of eyes in this community since 1984. From routine eye exams and new designer frames to more serious eye diseases and surgical procedures handled right next door at Mountain Home Surgery Center. Doctors William Hill, Allison Booth, and Whitney McFall are proud to call the Twin Lakes area home. Call for your appointment today, 425-2277. Learn more at OzarkEyeCenter.com. Ozark Eye Center, Highway 5 North, Mountain Home.
When you want ice cream, there's only one place to go in Mountain Home, Baskin-Robbins. Not only do they offer the largest variety of the most delicious ice cream around, they have a huge selection of specialty items like their waffle bowl sundaes, classic banana splits, warm cookie sundaes, scrumptious parfaits, warm cookie ice cream sandwiches, or try a powdered donut sandwich. For your next party, try one of Baskin-Robbins' ice cream cakes or one of their super popular polar pizzas. It's an ice cream lover's paradise at Baskin-Robbins in Mountain Home, next to Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass.
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com. or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
Mountain Home and the Twin Lakes area are growing and changing, and people outside the region are taking notice. Property values are healthy, the real estate market is strong, and new listings are in demand. If you've been thinking about selling, now is the time, and Matt Hirschberger at Pegler Real Estate Group is ready to help. Call Matt at 405-4144 or stop by the office at 1326 Highway 62 East of Mountain Home. Matt Hirschberger and Pegler Real Estate Group are proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Call 405-4144.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. Whether you're opening your first checking account or reviewing your investment and retirement plans, you can bank on us to be here for you. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Integrity First Bank. Member FDIC.
If the need ever arises for you or your loved ones to need cardiac care, rest assured you don't have to travel to receive complete cardiac care. Baxter Regional Heart Clinic provides adult cardiac, thoracic, and vascular care right here in Mountain Home. Combining decades of experience with today's latest treatment options, cardiothoracic and vascular surgeon Dr. Lewis Elkins provides invasive and minimally invasive surgical procedures for many conditions. It's state-of-the-art heart care at Baxter Regional Heart Clinic. Call 870-508-3200.
We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show, and Brian, Jacksonville tonight. Let's talk. I still want to say Red Devils. It's hard to say Titans.
I do the same thing.
Almost said it there. Let's talk about the Titans. Let's start on the offensive side. They've got some playmakers, don't they?
They always do. They've always got speed, and they've always got some size. You know, when you see them walk on the field, they're you know, physically impressive, and some height at receiver. Things that just make you nervous, you know, but. You know, they're 1-4, and we talked a little bit about this. You know, they lost to Mills, and when I saw that score earlier in the year, I thought, my goodness, we're going to have a great chance there. And, you know, maybe they're down. They lost to Little Rock Catholic, which a lot of people do.
Right.
You know, but then they, you know, I say they lost to Mills. They beat Hall, and, you know, Little Rock Hall and Mills had played, and, you know, if you compare those scores, you're going, well, I mean, if Jacksonville lost to Mills, they're going to lose to Hall. Hall beat Mills. They go back and beat Hall, and I think there's a theme. They've gotten better as they've gone, and, you know, they had a coaching change in the middle of the summer. That's hard. You know, I've been there. It's really hard. It's right. Last minute. And so I think that's been a part of the slow start for them. They're a better team, I think, than their record shows. But, you know, Searcy last week, that's a Searcy seems to be beating everybody right now. And so it's, again, I think Jacksonville's better than their record shows. But back to the question, yes, definitely. They got a quarterback that's a dual threat guy. A lot of zone read. And if you ask me what do they do that concerns me the most, I'd say the zone read, the quarterback keep off that. The running, it's really just a double-headed monster. They got, you know, the running back, number 24, Fortson. He's kind of a combination of power and speed. Those are the two dangerous guys in the run game, zone read, stuff of that nature. And then they'll just every so often take a shot downfield. I mean, they'll throw screens. They'll throw some quick game. Not overly impressed with that when you compare it to the rest of the conference. But the zone read's dangerous, and their vertical passing game, where they just throw it up, it could be double covered, and they, you know, one of their kids will come down with it. They got a couple of guys that can jump. So stop the run. Don't get beat on the fade. We're going to have a great chance to hold them down and give our offense a chance to go win the game. So
not a typical running team. They're more like we're seeing more and more of now. It's a spread offense.
Right.
But they run a lot of it out of it.
A lot of what we call 10 personnel. You're going to see a lot of four receiver sets. You know, one running back and no tight ends and trips, doubles, not a lot of formations. You'll see some pistol with some king back, but nothing. There's nothing about what they do that's trying to fool you. It's straightforward, spread offense. We've seen everything they do probably 100 times at this point this year. So it's not what they do. It's just how they do it. That, you know, make sure you're sound in your assignments and staying disciplined to your assignments. We got a great chance to have a great performance defensively. I thought we got better last week against Pine Bluff. Really proud to see that we adjusted to game speed faster. We again, making them drive the length of the field the first series. So we need to come out ready. We don't need to give them a fast start. You know, a battle of two teams that are struggling for wins, I think the quicker start is a huge advantage. I think whoever scores first, I think it's a big advantage.
Defensively, they've got some good guys, especially up front.
The nose, when you see him, number 35, uh-huh. It says 6'4", 315. He looks like he's 6'6". He's a big kid. Now, I say that, I don't know that we're going to see another defensive tackle like we saw last week. I almost guarantee you we won't. He's not of that caliber, but the kid still, he's hard to move. And then they've got another one out there, number 50, the defensive tackle. They list him as a defensive end. It's a three front. It's like a 3-3 stack, or it's going to look like a 5-3 against us. But he's got a great combination of some strength, good hands, good feet. He's quick, kind of a power rusher that can also make you miss with some swim moves, things of that nature. So, you know, and then they put their best linebacker right there in the middle, number 30. Really, to me, they do a lot of stunning, you know, in the 3-3 stack. That's what you see. You get in it to send the defensive line one way, linebackers another. So a lot of stunts. When you catch them in it, you're going to pop a big play. They're going to guess right every once in a while and get us in the backfield. That's just part of that. But for us, we're more worried about us. They're not going to put anybody out on the field we haven't seen. You know, we're very confident that if we'll execute, we're going to have a great chance to move the ball and have a chance to win the game.
We'll take a break, come back, and talk more about Jacksonville in just a few moments. You're listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nassari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nassari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
When you need sporting goods in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to shop, The Locker Room. The Locker Room offers the top brands in athletic equipment to help your game excel, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Rawlings, Easton, Mizuno, DeMarini, Wilson, Russell, and many more. If your team, league, business, club, or organization needs uniforms or shirts for that special event, let The Locker Room help design the perfect look. Your hometown source for sporting goods, screen printing, embroidery, trophies, and more. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Baxter Retirement Village is one of Arkansas's most desirable retirement communities. Residents enjoy studio or independent living apartments with comfort and security of a staff that cares for their residents like family. Wonderful home-style meals, plus activities, entertainment, transportation, assistance with meds, and more. Choose custom services to suit your specific needs. If Baxter Retirement Village sounds like the right place for you, call them at 424-3599. Baxter Retirement Village in Mountain Home, large enough to serve, small enough to care.
You're hardworking, dependable, and motivated. your real estate company should be too. If you've been considering selling your property, now's the time to list it with the real estate company that will work as hard as you do from start to finish. Call Baxter Real Estate Company today and work with the brokers and agents that won't quit until the job is done, just like the Mountain Home Bombers. Call Baxter Real Estate Company at 870-424-4545.
Hi, this is Mike Stockton, Financial Advisor with FSIS Group, inviting you to join Coach Brian Maddox and the voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, for the Coach Brian Maddox Show every week. Come see the FSIS team to learn to pick the players for your portfolio, defend your assets, and develop a strong financial game plan. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Call 870-701-5160 or visit us on the web at fsisgroup.com to set an appointment. Go Bombers!
Stop smiling for photos because your teeth aren't straight? Embarrassed the food gets stuck between overlapped front teeth? It's past time to do something about it. You don't need a referral from your family dentist to speak to the only board-certified orthodontic specialist in North Central Arkansas. Dr. Kyle Wenfeld and his team at West Rock Orthodontics in Mountain Home have 3 years of additional university training after dental school to know how to fix your problem. Give West Rock Orthodontics a call at 870-425-5737 to schedule your free consultation today.
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540. Back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show. Brian, let's talk about injuries, where we, of course, Bryce obviously still out.
Right, yeah, Bryce and Case Dern will be out probably for the year, and that obviously is unfortunate. Gage Lindsay, really tweaked his ankle earlier in the week, so kind of a game time decision. Hopefully he can go just from a depth standpoint, but he's played great these last 2 weeks at middle linebacker for a sophomore, and going against Jonesboro and Pine Bluff, and really just getting better and better each week. So we really, hopefully he can go. And other than that, we're healthy. Aiden Ritchie seems to be recovering well from the knee earlier in the year, and Dawson seems to get stronger each week. So I think we're close to full strength. That's part of the game. Unfortunately, we haven't had, Bryce and Case, obviously, they were contact injuries. We haven't, knock on wood, we haven't had a lot of the just, cutting and planting and rolling an ankle that way, or, any ACL type stuff that way. And that's encouraging. Anthony Mojica, I didn't mean to leave him off. He had the meniscus, and obviously, sophomore, you wouldn't think, well, is that going to hurt you on the starting lineup? The young man was climbing the depth chart more and more every week, and I think he'd be out there at this point. But he got hit from behind in a JV game, just a really weird deal. But hopefully we can stay healthy. That's a big part of this for us, from a depth standpoint. Hopefully we'll stay healthy tonight.
This game, we talked about this a little bit last week. As far as the conference standings, looking at playoff pictures. Right. This is a big one tonight, isn't it?
It feels each year like it's a must win, because you look at how they do with the rest of the conference, and just call it what it is. They've struggled with the rest of the conference most years, and it's a good conference. That doesn't mean they're a bad football team,
definitely.
But it's come down to the wire these last 2 years. It's just been a heck of a ball game, and I remember last time we went down there, they scored on just a wild play. They threw a bubble screen, dropped it. And we thought it was incomplete. They thought it was incomplete. The ref didn't blow the whistle, so everybody keeps playing. And we've got about eight guys in. They're about to blow the whistle for forward progress, and he laterals it backwards to their quarterback. And, of course, that kid could fly, that H.D. Martin kid. He's not there anymore. And he just went down the sideline and scored, and that ended up being the difference in the game. And those are the things with a team like Jacksonville that concerns you, is those busted plays. You got everything covered. You're about to get to the backfield and wrap the quarterback up, and he squirts out of there, and the secondary's come in because they think he's bottled up, and now they've left a receiver, and he throws it downfield or something of that nature. It's the busted plays. So those are the things that make you lose sleep when you play a team like Jacksonville.
Definitely. Well, let's talk about the keys tonight. What do you have to do to get a win?
I really our offensive line has been getting better. We've got to run the ball. We've got to be the more physical team. I really think that's key tonight. And again, with the weather, you know, a little cooler. You know, I'm hoping our kids are our style of play is a little more suited for weather like that. But physicality, the run game is going to be really important. We've got to tackle well. Don't give up the big play. And, you know, and obviously and stay sound in special teams. I feel like our special teams have been pretty good this year. And, you know, really just play hard for four quarters. And who wants it more? It seems to come down to that each year. Who wants it more? So just compete for four quarters and let's go get a win.
And unfortunately, we're at the old stadium tonight.
You bet. I love grass fields. You're not going to hear me complain. I love the grass fields. Last time, I guess.
That's true.
They're waiting to open the stadium any day now.
They're supposed to have it for their next home game. We missed it by one game. Yep.
Goodness gracious. You know what? One more time on a grass field. I'm excited.
You'll take it.
You bet.
All right, Brian, thanks.
Thanks, Brad.
We'll take a break. We'll join you from Jacksonville next here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Let's play some football.
You've been listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show, brought to you by
Elkins BRMC Heart Clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry, Nasari Home Mortgage, Baxter Real Estate, Integrity First Bank, Financial Services and Investment Strategies, Baskin Robbins, Driftwood Lanes, Baxter Retirement Village, The Locker Room, Matt Hirschberger at Pegler Real Estate, James Boyette State Farm, Knox Orthopedics, West Rock Orthodontics, Ozark Eye Center.
Join us each Friday night at 5:30 to get the latest information about your Mountain Home Bombers on Classic Hits 101.7.